This recording is brought to you by listenupnorth.com. Rachel Cochrane here in the Oriental Museum, Durham University, a place filled with exquisite objects and enlightening us to the different cultures in our global community. Photographer James Seabright and myself are very privileged to be holding our multimedia exhibition, Nissan 30 Years On, here at the museum. And the Dunelm U3A Writers Group have been exploring the exhibition, as well as the museum's Japanese collection, as an inspiration for their writing. We hope you enjoy this podcast of their work.
Wakizashi Sword, Beautiful Agent of Death, written and read by Irene Wilkinson. Unsheathed, the blade glints in the morning light, its pristine edges razor sharp and strong, and fiery dragons etched on either side in rampant pose shine bright, their frozen profiles stretching lithe and long. Steel-blue rayfish skin and silken threads entwined adorn the hilt with silver and with gold combined, a weapon that indeed commands attention. It's given me much cause for thought, this murderous yet magnificent invention. It is indeed a wondrous work of art, a tribute, I concede, to its creator, who o'er time learned to hone his swordsmith's soul, used skills emanating from his very heart to forge and hammer, fold and shape and shine this sinister and lethal, deadly sword, pure product of ancient ritual and lore. It is unique, iconic beauty, made by man. To me, a conundrum, knowing what it's for. I'm looking at a work of art that severed skin and bone, a savage deadly weapon which could decorate a home. Its elegance and beauty make me feel a sense of awe. But then, the more I gaze at it, it cuts me to the core with its dark and bloody history, this instrument of war.
Nissan 30th Anniversary Exhibition, written and read by Paul Kingston. Photos of Nissan employees. Do you look at people's eyes? These are the windows of their souls, their minds, their heart. Practice looking, observing, and empathizing with what the eyes tell you. A series of portraits of workers at Nissan Car Factory are exhibited at Durham Oriental Museum. Today, I take precious minutes to study these portraits. Their eyes tell of observation far greater than the usual workers in other forms of employment. What are they looking at? It is a Nissan car, built and crafted to work perfectly and very reliably. These are interesting words, aren't they? Work perfectly and very reliably. I see these words in the souls of the Nissan workers. They care for the form that is developing in front of their eyes. No part of the car escapes their eyes, eyes that know where to look for possible imperfections. The worker's whole being is fully and steadily focused on accuracy and perfection.
I am a folding fan, Watashiwa Ogi Def, written and read by Vera Rook. Ogi, a folding fan. My Japanese ancestors date back to the 7th century. I'm comprised of a concertinaed piece of paper, supported at the sides by ivory wands which are linked together to form a half circle when unfolded. Our inventor found that waviness in front of his face was an excellent way to keep cool. As time progressed, we were painted with pictures, and a new method of communication was thus discovered. We became symbols of status and even used as weapons. here I am in the 19th century, being specially prepared for a journey to Europe. I'm painted gold and cream, with 9 beautiful characters floating across my surface. The hope is that I will be favourably received and Japan will benefit financially from my sojourn into the unknown. The journey has been long and I'm feeling homesick. Has it been a wasted journey, I wonder? Wait a minute. I'm being moved and jostled. Oh, that's too bright. And what's that strange smell? I find myself unfurled and supported on a thick velvet cushion. A person with funny eyes is peering at me. He has a shock of red hair, which also grows on his chin and upper lip. He steps back and smiles, at least I think it's a smile. He leans back and laughs loudly. Hooray! He's happy. He obviously likes me. There are people with him who take it in turns to investigate me. I feel so embarrassed. Pick me up. I'm a folding fan. Try me. Don't just stare. It's so rude. I protest indignantly. What's that noise? They're speaking, but I can't understand a word they say. Someone with startlingly blue eyes and yellow hair has picked me up. Oh, yuck, she smells of smoke. Be careful, I scream. Don't tear me, I'm precious. She ignores my plea, but somehow manages to gently waft the air towards the crowd of onlookers before folding and returning me safely to my travelling box. Since my arrival 200 years ago, countless descendants have followed me to Europe and elsewhere in the world. The year is 2015. My current residence is a glass display cabinet in Durham's Oriental Museum. Please visit and say hello. Today's children make their own ogi. Wait a minute. That means I am a trendsetter. I am a folding fan. What a shiwa ogi def.
New Samurai, written and read by Brian Haynes. Giant chomping jaws clang closed. No more devouring metal to press and shape. Taut lengths of clanking chains slacken to silence. Their haughty prodigies lost to oceans far away. Shipyards bear no embryos. Gleaming ironclad leviathans in search of ventures new. Staves, silent from the slithering of black gold into their cavernous guts. Deep mines gone for all eternity. All around is dead. Despair now grips the desolate lands of Tyne and Weir. Minds cannot comprehend life beyond this blackness. Futures void of work. Tables lying bare, no food. Men's vacant eyes stare into looming storms to come of nothing lives. Yet wait, the darkening clouds begin to break. A bright red ball of fire, long burning dragon tongues snake forth through breaking clouds, engulfing all within their way. The rising sun bursts out, a new day dawns. The sons of Nippon now arrive to spread their gospel story, to save the skills of engineers, raise hopes, the hopes for young men's futures in the dark caverns of their gloom. The temple of this new religion rising skeletal to blue skies, soon to clothe, feed, house and educate these myriad human automatons alongside their robotic brothers, producing now the new messiah. Cars, cars, cars unending in their issue. Giant vessels sail out the Tyne once more, spreading far across the sphere, spewing forth their four-wheeled ants to populate the earth, enhancing life for multitudes, new aspirations for their buyers, new times twixt Tyne and Weir, Once more the white crane flies to spread its wings, uniting all with black and gold embrace. A new sun rising over new creations, new worlds paved with gold. The roaring northeast dragon breathes fire again, its mighty muscles flexed to rule the world, to boast of skills renewed. The Geordie samurai rise again, a resurrected nation.
A renga, a connected chain of haiku written in cooperation, and the connecting theme is inspiration taken from working at the Oriental Museum at Durham University.
Wooden sandals, hard, unyielding, flat, feet at ease.
Born a folding fan to cool, impress and inform, longing to be used.
Out of box spring forth, resplendent dragon robed in red, saviour of lost men.
Intriguing Inro, without your secrets, your owner is lost.
Kimono colour, why so bright? It is Japanese.
Mother, you progress from the fount of knowledge to knowing nothing.
Pale face of aged lady, shimmer now in gold and red, before departing life.
The babe in your arms, created in a moment, now mocks your advice.
Wedding garment, much too gaudy for me, foreign culture.
I dance for your happiness in my best kimono, but I will never wear a ring.
Walk across life's muddy path. Kimono wraps you in caring arms, lifts up the spirit above the mud.
Turn away from this to receive a lover's kiss, rekindle passion.
Carp fish, symbol that stimulates my mind, virile man.
Turn away again, ladies who lunch are close friends, hugs, chats, understands.
Silken dress makes elegant beauty on Oriental lady.
Turn away again, hotel, cafe, restaurant, chef's hat on your head.
Tea ceremony, a Japanese welcome, ancient custom.
The box is dark within, refreshing all life from the stream, contained by cup and whisk.
Rustic tea bowl, used with ritual simplicity, will honour your guest.
White cranes flying overhead, bring luck to all joined by this day. Sun robes of gold and red shine on. Dark-haired girl turned woman blossoms forth. Husband touches lips to hand in love.
Turn away again. Hoover, Dyson, Hotpoint, Bosch. Rubber gloves ready.
Long hair. Unmarried girl, so pretty. Adorns wedding.
Turn back to the child, crying, she needs you so much. Love tugs you again.
White crane flies overhead. Kimono blue the sky for man, tinged by sun in robes of gold and red, joined in one celestial body.
This podcast featured the work of the Dunelm U3A Writers Group, and was brought to you by listenupnorth.com and sponsored by Arts Council England and Durham University as part of the Nissan 30 Years On exhibition showing at the Oriental Museum, Elvert Hill, Durham, DH1 3TH, and runs until the 18th of October 2015.